We're doing Dov's Minute. It's Friday, and we had been discussing the reason we bless over the Bsamim. And we said that when Shabbos leaves, so then Neshamai Tera leaves. And we had quoted the Rashi's understanding of Neshamai Tera, that is the capacity to rest and be happy on this day of vacation, that we stop doing our work and we can enjoy it. And a person will find that on Shabbos he has more of an appetite if he prepares for Shabbos correctly. And if a person keeps Shabbos the way he should, so then when Shabbos enters, he feels peace settling in. He finds peace in his heart, tranquility in his spirit. And a person can ask himself, why is that? It's not because he isn't going to work. It's the special spirit of Shabbos. Go see other people who aren't working on any day of the week. They don't have this tranquility. Go try to take a day off in the middle of the week. You won't have this tranquility. The tranquility that settles in on Shabbos is because of the Neshamai Tera. The capacity to enjoy the food on Shabbos is because of the Neshamai Tera. Try making yourself a lavish meal in the middle of the week. You know, if you go to a wedding, you know, if you go to, you make yourself a siyum, you could enjoy the meal, it's a sudat mitzvah, but you won't have the tranquility that comes with Shabbos. The tranquility, the peace that comes with Shabbos is a special gift that Hashem gave the Jewish people with Shabbos. The Gemara says that Hashem called in Moshe and said, go tell the Jews I have a gift for them. What's the gift? It's the gift of the Neshamai Tera. That on Shabbos we can rest and enjoy the rest and have peace with the rest. The Medrash says, Ba Shabbat, Ba Minucha. Came Shabbos, came rest, came peace. Yes. And the idea here is rest, not simply resting from work, but the idea is the rest of the spirit, that the spirit is at peace. We're not talking about just stopping to do the physical activities. We're talking about being at peace. And what happens on Matzei Shabbos is that we lose that inner peace. Now we have to face the week again. And so a person suddenly feels he could be depressed on Matzei Shabbos. Now he has to face the week again. He was at a good state and now he has to deal with such a week. So we smell the besamim to give ourselves a shot in the arm so that we have the strength to contend with the week. Why don't we say a blessing on Psamim on Matzei Yom Tiv? I'm sorry, so Yom Tiv doesn't have a Neshamai Tera. Why don't we say it on Yom Tiv that's on Matzei Shabbat? Because if you have Yom Tiv on a Sunday, so Matzei Shabbat is really Yom Tiv, so we say even though you don't have the Neshamai Tera on Yom Tiv, but what you do have is you have the Yom Tiv. So it's not like you're going from Shabbos into the work week. You're going from Shabbos into another day, which is like Shabbos. It's not a Neshamai Tera, but you're having a slow letdown. So you don't need the Bsamim. So when Yom Tov falls on Sunday, we don't smell the Bsamim on Matzei Shabbos. Even though we say Kiddush on Matzei Shabbat in honor of the Yom Tov, we say Kiddush and we include Havdalah in the Kiddush, but we don't include the Bsamim part of Havdalah. We forgo the Bsamim when Yom Tov is on a Sunday. On Matzei Shabbos.
Only wine?
Only wine and a candle.
And candles.
Because we say you're being let down slowly. Yom Tov is less than Shabbos, but it's a slow letdown. You don't need the psamim. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. It's a